Hey podcasters, Claire Zimet and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch up, we celebrate Chinese New Year with Damian Martin,
Dennis Cometti,
Chinese lessons and some very special fortune cookies.
Oh, and Matt brings his new puppy home.
Oh,
Florence!
Puppy. Okay,
that's enough.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
Celebrating Chinese New Year right here. It's, tell you what, guys. It's fortune cookie time.
Hey.
Who's excited?
Fortune cookies for breakfast. They say on the side of the box that they're great with tea or coffee after dinner at parties with barbecues. So here we are.
Okay. What about with a, big,
with a big breakfast?
Yep.
Yes, yeah, with a big breakfast. Claire, would you like me to read your fortune?
Could you please?
Certainly. Listen to the... That's the biscuit cracking open.
It's a lovely sound.
Isn't it? I'm going to do this in my best sort of wise voice.
Okay.
If you wish to know the mind of a man, listen to his words.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is profound.
I think that's absolutely true.
Yes. Well, you often do have to hear what someone says to know what they're thinking.
It sort of helps, especially
it does help.
Working in radio. Funny that, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Kimbo, I'm doing one for you. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Okay, we'll break this one out. You can't catch a cub without going into the tiger's den.
Oh.
The first one was appropriate too.
Yeah. I like that one.
That's basically saying be brave, sister.
Yeah, be brave.
And take
or
this life
it
on.
It could be keep your enemies close.
All right, I'll do one for you, Matt.
All right.
I love that sound.
Yeah, thank you. It sounds like my knee in the morning.
Okay.
Which one?
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
Self-pleasure is the answer. Rejoice and find what's inside you.
I knew I was part Chinese. I'm already doing that.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. I'm really glad that you got that one.
Yes.
And not...
I you know, just last night thought about some of our well-known Perth people.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know, got some of their numerology and did a bit of Chinese-y sort of stuff with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I got one for our premier, Mark McGowan.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I'll just open it up. Okay, it says, when in doubt, blame the ones who came before.
Oh, genius.
Sounds like politicians.
That would work.
Any politician who gets into office.
Yes.
Genius.
Yes. Got any more there?
Yeah.
I've got one.
Sorry.
Go,
Paul.
There
you go. Okay. Hey, hang on. Okay. What do you got, Paul?
Okay. You are a hero among women. No. It says, a scholar's ink lasts longer than a martyr's blood.
Ooh, that's like powerful.
And I didn't mind the start of the first one, Paul. Yeah. Well, speaking of politics, Matt, how about Agriculture Minister Lana McTiernan?
Oh, yes.
I cracked one earlier. Here's one I cracked earlier for her. Big journeys begin with a single step. 65 times, 8 of those to Albany on a government-owned plane.
Wow, this is fascinating because Clive Palmer's got this one.
Oh, okay.
The deepest craving of human nature is the need to be appreciated. We'd appreciate it if you stopped unsoliciting the texts, please.
Wow.
I'm not going to cop it anymore.
So appropriate.
Unsolicited texting. Wow, these are really accurate.
Okay, I've got one last one.
Yeah, what you got?
It's for Andrew Gaff. Gaffy, who, you know, will be joining us again. Here we go. There we go. It says, sticks and stones may break your bones, but fists will bring suspensions.
Long ones. Unless the AFLX saves you.
Yes.
Yeah, Gaffy's going to be with us again this year.
That's the plan anyway. Looking forward to seeing him.
40 season not far away. And as we continue our Chinese New Year celebrations with The Big Breakfast at Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yesterday, something very, very special, which sort of goes in our celebrations today of the Chinese New Year.
Yes, well, someone told me... I don't know if it's true, but someone told me that the world record dumpling eating in 1 minute stood at 10 dumplings.
Is that all?
Is that all?
No, it doesn't sound like much, but hey, who am I to go, you know, go against data?
I would have thought it'd be 49 or something.
No,
yeah,
apparently
10
it was
dumplings.
10.
But
yeah.
Always up for a challenge, especially when there's grub involved.
You bring in Pete Carelli.
Rush hour. Pete Carelli, g'day, mate.
Oh, good morning, guys. A very good morning to you. Gong Zi Si Fa Kai. I think that's how...
Gong Zi Fat Choi, I think, yeah.
Show acting all bloody multilingual, mate.
Just confused.
Pete, when you get called in for these food challenges, do you get any warning? Have you already eaten a days full of food before you have to stuff dumplings in your mouth?
Oh, look, I eat as much as I possibly can around the clock just in case at the very last minute I get a phone call for a food challenge. So I would like to say that I'm always prepared.
Well, you have to have your tummy stretched. Now, this is how it went. This is how things wrapped up yesterday. Have a listen to this.
Oh, my God. That is a world record.
Oh, my God. And all we can say is to the prawns, shoo-shoo.
That was...
I know what that means.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I interrupted myself.
It was Matt versus Pete yesterday in the dumpling challenge.
So you got 12 in a minute, Pete.
I got 12.
12.
So is that like an official world record?
I don't know. Is it an official world record?
Unofficial.
Like, wasn't that the whole
unofficial? Because to be official, you really need an official person there.
Yeah, you have to do the paperwork. Unfortunately, it wasn't done. But, mate, I watched you breathe three of those in. It was like you're eating oysters.
It was a beautiful moment. It really was. If this is really a thing, and I've achieved this world record today. I mean, I've seen two of my children come into this world, and yes, nothing compares to breaking the world records for dumplings.
This is
amazing. What a moment!
I saw Matt at about the third one, and he looked overwhelmed by his choices.
I think we're going to have to, if you guys are cool with it, maybe we're going to have to get the Guinness World Record guys out here and do it again in front of them to make it official.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a possibility. Yeah. Hey, mate, rush hour today from 3. Are you really talking to Shepherd?
Yeah, dead set. George from Shepherd is going to be joining me because Eurovision Australia Decides is over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to them. They will literally be backstage about ready to step on. So it'll be a really great chat. Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll catch you then, buddy.
See you guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
The Sports Australia or Sport Australia Lifetime Achievement Award has gone to the one and only Mr. Dennis Cometti. Dennis, g'day, mate. Well done.
Good morning, boys and girls. yes, it's good to hear your voices. It was a good night last night. I really enjoyed it. I've got to say, to Chinese New Year, I'm not using a WeWow phone. So I'm just checking in. But it's good to go along to a function like that. I hadn't been to that before, and I met a lot of journalists who had a lot to say. I learned a lot last night. Mm. I had no information to trade, but I'm coming away a far wiser man. I got all the goss.
Did you learn a lot about your own Lifetime Achievement Award? They told you what you did and you went, wow, thanks, I'd forgotten half of that stuff.
Well, it's like a full stop, really, isn't it? What happens next? That's the lifetime gone. It's just going across the screen. It was like Sunset Boulevard. I was just sitting there watching it. It was really something, actually, but only to me.
Oh, no, well, congratulations. It's
very well deserved.
And it's an ever-expanding trophy cabinet. It's looking like the Eagles' headquarters at the moment, Ben.
Did you see the money they made the other day?
Yeah, I saw that.
A profit of $11.4 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of T-shirts.
A lot of caps too.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And good on them. Good on them. I mean, that was thoroughly deserved. So I'm in Melbourne at the moment. It's great to be back in Melbourne too. I love this city and I feel some affinity with it. But I'm sitting here alone in a coffee shop just for the moment.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
You're not alone. Well, you're with friends,
you're
Dennis.
You're amongst us, Dan.
Well, they were supposed to come at a certain time and they're running late, so the reunion could be postponed indefinitely.
Well, Dennis, of course, you're on the East Coast and we're using you, apparently, in the nicest possible way to lure tourists to WA, particularly footy fans. You know, Hoag's had his shrimp on the barbie. What are you using to lure the eastern staters?
Well, considering I'm doing this conversation from Melbourne, not much.
Just having coffee on your own.
I love this city.
That's right. No, I think it's good. In fact, I was really happy to get involved because we got something going there. And I'm discovering Perth more and more. It's interesting. I was saying to somebody last night, I spent so much time traveling that I didn't really take enough notice of Perth. And yes, I think Perth is just terrific. And around the... what got me thinking was up in the Swan Valley, actually. I mean, around those wineries up there, it's just great to go for a drive, and they're right on the doorstep. So I got talking with some people, and anyway, the energy was there to do something about it, and hopefully it pays fruit. I'm not sure. These sort of things, you don't know when you go into it as they start to unfold whether it's going to be good or bad and have the desired effect. Hopefully it does.
Then here's a bit of said energy.
We built it, and we hope you come. Welcome to the best footy experience in Australia. A must for all footy fans, and it's right here in Perth. Spend more than a day in WA.
Now, that's a good day in the voiceover booth, Dan.
Well, listen, I just heard that, and later today I'm going to get on a plane and come to Perth.
Hey, I think you should.
It's working.
Hey, work on yourself. Hey, Dennis, some illustrious company in the RAC Sports Star of the Year over the years, and Sam Kerr is now a back-to-back winner. It's incredible, the achievement, isn't it?
Hasn't she done? Well, what a terrific sporting family, too. I mean, everybody should be so proud of those people in Western Australia, both of them. Daniel has come back strongly, of course, in his life. He's back on the rails. And what a wonderful footballer he was. And, of course, Sam, well, she's one of the best in the world.
She
is. Congratulations to her. Well done.
Mm. Oh, and the legends in that group, too. Dennis Lilly and Margaret Court and Luke Longley. So, you know. Some pretty big, people to be up against.
Big names, yeah.
Sorry, I sort of, the bloke came up and shook my hand then.
Oh, really?
I said, that was stunning. He knew about last night, apparently.
Okay. Aww. It wasn't Mark McGowan, was it?
Kimber, you were saying?
We just saw you on TV on Sunrise as well, so.
You're everywhere.
Just take the accolades, mate. Enjoy your morning.
I gave the bloke a tourist brochure.
Not a tip. Hey, good on you, Dan. Good to catch up with you, mate, and we will talk to you again soon. Go and polish your trophies.
Good on you. See you soon, fella.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Happy Chinese New Year, everybody.
Happy Chinese
Happy
New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, just gone 7.39, your Friday morning in Perth, another hot day in our city. And we're catching up with our new friend who's been, you've heard her voice on the show already.
Mm-hmm.
It's Carol from the Confucius Institute. Confucius Say at UWA. Carol, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here and to talk about Chinese New Year with you guys today.
Terrific.
Shall I say Guo Nian Hao?
Sorry, say that again.
What was that?
Guo Nian Hao? No.
What did he say?
Yeah.
I tried to say Happy New Year.
I got Nian. Okay. That is correct.
Okay.
Not too bad. But Guo Nian Hao.
Guo Nian Hao.
So you know Chinese is a tonal language. Yep. If you didn't match the tone correctly, so it means something different.
That's amazing. So the translation can just change instantly if we just haven't quite got the tone right.
Yes, exactly. Ah. So here we have four basic tones.
Mm-hmm.
So ah, 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 ah. Look at this.
Ah, ah,
and ah is like what?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And is well. And ah, no.
No. Yes.
Right, okay.
Right. So, yeah. And what's the special thing about Chinese New Year? What does it mean? Is it the beginning of something new?
Yeah, it's actually, we use the Lunar Chinese New Year, which is different calendar and always a little bit late than the official New Year.
What about the Year of the Pig? What's the significance there and what does that mean to people?
Oh, I'm surprised you actually know. This is about the zodiac.
Yes.
So there are 12 zodiac animals.
Yes.
So according to a Chinese myth, the Jade Dwarf Emperor, he held a meeting to decide on the orders of the zodiac animals.
Right.
And the little pig, he overslept and he only took the last place. That's the story.
Well, he was sloth-like and, well, very much like a normal pig.
People who are born in the Year of the Pig, do they show similar attributes?
Good question. Pig maybe not stand out in the crowd,
uh-huh,
but they are very hardworking.
Okay.
Yes, when people just continue talking and no actions, pigs
Kimber
are just
it's not true, I'm a monkey.
But in general, Chinese people are really fond of Year of the Pig. It's actually a sign of good fortune.
Okay. Mm. So what words should every Australian know in Chinese? What's thank you? 谢谢?
谢谢, yeah.
谢谢.
That's right.
谢谢.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's good. I can manage that.
And how do you say please?
请.
Qing. That's so cool, isn't
it? So when management ask us to do things we don't want to do, no was...
No.
No.
Oh, okay. We're Chinese.
We're multilingual.
Like, no. Who would have thought?
Say, okay.
So Carol, can you give a message for the people of Perth for the Chinese New Year?
Yeah, sure. 珀斯的各位华人朋友,你们好。 我是来自西澳孔院的Carol。 我非常荣幸今天能够来到Mix 94.5和三位 amazing hosts 和一起主持这一次祝贺春节的 talking. So 我希望大家能够在新的一年里吉祥如意，猪年快乐，谢谢。
Oh, shishir to great. You too.
Oh, you had me an amazing host.
I mean, dare we ask what you said? I mean, the bit in the middle sounded good.
It sounded wonderful.
Complimentary. Oh, that's terrific, Carol. All the best.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Talking basketball.
Where's Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats?
Oh, happy Chinese
happy
New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually 2% Chinese, so it's a very big day for me.
2%?
Yeah, we did a test last year for DNA ancestry. Nothing like spitting live on TV, but the results came back and ni hao.
2%
oh,
Chinese.
Yeah, exactly
is
right.
Is this good fortune for you guys for the game on the weekend?
I like to think so. So I'm going to try and crack open some of those, what are they even called?
Fortune cookies.
The fortune cookies and cookies. See what it says for the game on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, when I say, you know, be strong around the paint.
When Andrew Bogut blocks my shot, I'll be like, oh, they got it wrong. They got it wrong.
Well, it was your 2% of a giant Chinese basketball.
Exactly
all years ago.
Right.
Was he 7 foot six?
If only I got a little bit of Yao Ming's height, it could have gone a lot further.
Superstar he was as
but,
well.
But taking on Sydney on Sunday, and how are they faring at the moment?
It's a massive game. So going into this round, there's three teams on 16 wins. Sydney and the Wildcats have 9 losses, whereas Melbourne only have 8. That's why Melbourne are sitting atop of the ladder. So huge round. And by the end of this, you know, hopefully we're sitting on top with one round to go, because locking up the top two spots means you're going to have home court advantage for the semi-finals, which is massive for us in particular.
Has anyone ever won the championship not having finishing first or second?
Yeah, so we've won it from third previously.
Yeah,
thanks for doing your research.
And actually, I think that happened in the year that Matt was already working here.
Oh, no. Yeah. As soon as I said it, I thought, oh, yeah, this is going to end badly.
I bought you a jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
We have won. We've been lucky enough to win from first, second, and third position. I don't think any team's ever won it from fourth.
Okay.
Right.
Don't fact That's check me I on meant. That. I could be incorrect, but no.
It doesn't matter. You guys won't be in fourth and it won't apply to you. It won't matter.
Yeah, exactly right. So, it's
top
it's
two
crazy.
Important.
Top two, massive.
Have a listen to this emotional man right here.
To all my teammates over the years, I know I was demanding. I know there were many days you wanted to tell me to shut up. I hope you know it was because I cared.
Greg Heyer, your good mate. You love him so much. You married him in a weird kind of way. Yeah. Is there a celebrant?
I was his wedding celebrant.
And he's retiring. What an emotional speech.
Yeah, it really was. It was 12 minutes and 54 seconds of sheer heart put on his sleeve. A lot of emotion, a bit of laughter in there as well. But he came around to my house the night beforehand before announcing it. Asked Jesse Wagstaff to be there as well. And Jesse showed up at my door at about 8:15. And I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, oh, Greg asked me to come along. And I was okay. Greg hadn't arrived. And we kind of put two and two together and thought, oh, I think he's going to announce his retirement. And sure enough, he and his wife showed up, let us know beforehand. And then, the following morning, sat at the presser and let the players know beforehand, and then went downstairs and announced it to the rest of the world. So, look, he's played with his emotion on his sleeve. And so it was only fitting that we kind of knew there'd be a few tears along the way, because, you know, he played with his heart, and that's the way he's going to go out as well.
He kept crying because he walked in and said, Matt didn't do his research.
And I noticed in the paper you've said that, you know, the impact that he had won't be recognised until he's not there anymore.
Yeah, he's one of those players that if you purely go off his statistics, you're going to be like, oh, you know, 3.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. But the reality is he's been a huge part of the success we've had, an integral part of that leadership group. So the culture we've established over the last 10 years, 9 of which he's been a part of it, he is a huge reason for that success. So, yeah, I'm going to miss him both from a personal reasons, being my best mate, but then also from the quality he brought to the court and the culture he brings alongside. So an amazing player, hell of a career, and still a few more games to go, and hopefully we can send him out the right way, and that's with another championship.
Yeah.
And you also know where your friendship sits, because you and Jesse are obviously more important than the rest of the team. So
look,
good to keep
said
in
it, not
mind.
Me. You said it, not me. We had a few guys going, a big announcement today, what is it? And Jesse and I had to play it off, but secretly we're like, he didn't tell them. He didn't tell them.
Damon, good luck on the weekend, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Two.
The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
It's here. Perth Festival has opened.
Yes.
Now, you might have been one of the people out there enjoying the Fringe Festival as it's been taking place the last couple of weeks in the city. And now this small crossover where the Perth Festival opens, and we must recommend that you get to Kings Park, because that's where it's all happening from tonight
Bura Wanginni or Wanginni. I'm not quite sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. The trees speak. It's they've got Fraser Avenue basically lit up. It is a tunnel of incredible, vivid colours, and beautiful. They've got light and sound, and it's magic the way it's been put together. And you basically, they say it's a dazzling display of Noongar culture and ecological awareness.
Nice.
And the trees along there look absolutely spectacular. So check it out, and that's going to be running for weeks, but it opens tonight.
Always mm-hmm. has looked good lit up over the years, those trees.
Yeah.
But it's even more special now, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And this festival's going to run for 3 weeks, so we've got till the 3rd of March to get out there and check it out. They've got 1,300 international artists and 300 festival events, and many of them are also free. There's events speckled through the city that you can check out, take the family to.
So much art.
There's so much art.
You know what I love? Driving down Rose Street yesterday, and Fringe and Festival all combined, the way that even the ugly parts of Northbridge have got the banners up and that. And so there's lots of added colour. And then there's
yes,
the venues.
Yes, the pink bunting. Yeah,
added, when they put the venues in, they look cool.
Yeah.
Adds to the life of the city.
Very vibrant.
Well, I'm going to my first show tonight. I'm going to go see A Family Outing, which is an incredible story of a woman who went on stage with her mum and her dad in 1998.
Yep.
And now this many years later, she's coming back doing it again, but her father has since passed away and her mother now has dementia and can't remember any of her lines.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's going to be really incredible. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It's meant to be magic. Mm. So that'll be tonight. And the Vietnamese circus show Lang Toi I'll be seeing on the weekend.
I'll be seeing that too.
Yeah, check it out if you can. Now, guys, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds have been enjoying a funny online feud for a while now.
Yeah.
And the two of them decided, look, let's call a truce. Let's stop picking on each other online.
They can be quite brutal with each other, can't they?
They do.
They're friends, right?
They are. It's all very funny. Okay. And they said, well, let's call a truce and we'll make some advertisements for each other. So Ryan Reynolds created an ad for Hugh Jackman's Laughing Man Coffee. And it was images of rolling green hills, images of communities coming together, fair trade certifications, and it was pretty magic.
Can a cup of coffee be a superhero? Hugh could be behind such a heroic company. Hugh guessed it. My friend. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Deadpool being so sweet.
And it was beautiful. And Ryan Reynolds said, it cost me $1 million to create. Hugh Jackman, let's see the ad that you made for me.
Ryan Reynolds is a complete and total The gin's pretty great, though. I'll have to try it someday.
Jackman ended the ad by just tipping the gin, aviation gin that is Ryan's company, sideways on the coffee table and letting it leak out onto the floor. So stay tuned for the next step of their online
nice
fake wars,
one.
I guess.
Nice one.
Hugh was such a nice guy. It is weird, even in movies, to hear him swear.
Yes.
I'm going, he's acting now.
Yeah. And guys, this Sunday, SBS, it'll be the first round of Eurovision in Australia with the live telecast from the Gold Coast Convention Centre with 10 Australian artists, including the indie band Shepherd, Indigenous duo Electric Fields, and singer-songwriter Kate Miller-Heidke. And they're all vying for the position on who's going to represent Australia in the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest.
Wow, it's growing and growing and growing, this competition in Australia, isn't it?
Really big push for Kate Miller-Heidke. The fans behind her are really adamant that she should be there.
Yeah, right. Well, you can vote for your favourite artist. So we'll see at Perth time, 5:30 p.m. on SBS on Saturday. It's called Australia Decides. So check it out if you want to get behind Eurovision.
I'm sure lots of people will be having their little parties for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your daily juice.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Oh, Kimber Kale did the year.
Where's the Chinesey bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's happy Chinese New Year, and we'll just add that throughout the day.
Feral cats.
Oh,
they're a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no one loves them. They're God's creatures, but no one loves them. No one loves them. But enter Wang Ji.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Chinese engineer, and he has created a model. It hasn't been built yet, but this is his idea to create a cat shelter with facial recognition technology.
The indisputable
Oh, how cool is Top Cat?
Top Cat was the best.
See, there's a street cat people loved.
Yeah
big time.
This is a great idea, though.
Yeah.
It's a 2 metre tall shelter that he plans to build.
Right. It will be bigger. It's like that model in Zoolander for the kids that don't learn so good. It will be bigger than that.
The cats only need 2 metres. That's plenty of clearance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much space do they want?
Oh, so it's like the Stonehenge on stage on Spinal Tap.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be bigger.
It's going to be bigger.
Right. They could live in the model. That's the point, right?
Ah.
Let's cut down on the prices. They could live in it. They're so small.
It sounds good, though, because it won't let any other, animals come in, like dogs, etc.
No,
it recognises the faces of the cats and lets them in.
Isn't that amazing? Facial recognition software is identifying the faces of 174 different cats, so different types of cat, and when the dog approaches the door, it knows it's a dog and it won't let it in.
So all those people who think all cats look alike, I mean, I know we have different breeds, but some people go, oh, they look so much alike, their mannerisms and the rest of it,
yeah.
So they can't fudge it. But that's the other thing. Will it eliminate that horrible noise they make when they're in the back alley?
Oh,
No.
Amplify it. Amplify
it. It's just that, come in here and you can all fight in this room. It's Fight Club.
And is it how many breeds of cat are there?
I don't know.
Because what if you're like 175th on the list and you can't get in, like you're going to the coolest club in Perth and they won't let you in?
You have to be in the first few to get your favourite table, don't you?
Yeah. And also too bad if you're a street dog. Find your own way.
It's incredible because it will report also on the cat's health.
Right.
Okay. And it will report on whether the application will report on whether the feline has been spayed or neutered.
Okay, this is genius.
Which is a very access all areas.
Actually, it's not Fight Club, it's a cat club, isn't it?
It really is.
Kind of cat club.
Yeah. And not dissimilar to what Captain Paul has built at his own home to keep an eye on Bella.
That's right. Yes.
She's just in there by herself.
Or the gimp, as he calls her.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.